For those people who are just tuning in, we were talking about how sometimes when people live in a house, they would like to see what that house looks like, you know, after they had sold it many years later. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes people get a little standoffish about doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Spike is right now, as we speak, in a home of just a random person in the Metro Detroit area. And he's pretending that he used to live in this house. These people think that he really did.
He's getting all nostalgic.
The higher fence for the dog.
And
yeah, well, you did a nice job with this garden. Look,
and here he is. He's talking to the husband and wife that live there.
I wish it was summer. I'd be jumping in your swimming pool right now. This is great.
He's drinking coffee, I guess, and eating donuts.
No, can I look at the upstairs? I don't want to bother you guys. I know, you know, you're all in your nightgown and everything. No, you're not scaring me at all.
He's been in there now for like 15, 20 minutes.
I'm going to leave the coffee here. I don't want to sit upstairs.
Well, we just got carpet
done. The carpet's great, and these paintings, it's like back in 1973. I love it.
Oh, no.
That's not playing.
Really nice.
Handed compliment.
Did he shoot that deer?
Mm, oh, yeah.
That's a great spot for it, right over the couch there, staring down at you as you look at the TV.
Yeah,
the dog like this. This is great. Well, let's take a look upstairs real quick, because I want to get out of your hair. I don't want to be bothering you guys. Was in the neighborhood.
Is your mom still living in that apartment complex?
No, she's up in Waterford now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's doing great, getting along. So nice. Oh, that's okay. I'll step over. Little kitty poopy, that's okay. Cats will be cats.
He hates cats, and he just had to step over a piece of poop.
Very nice. Oh, boy, you got the guest bedroom. Next time, I won't get the hotel room.
This is your sister's.
Yeah, my sister's
bedroom?
Yeah.
With the black and all that stuff.
Yeah, and she used to open that window and throw stuff at me, and my friends would be playing in the backyard.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know how they when you're young.
Yeah.
This is great. And do the McCartney still live back there?
I don't. People that live here are Alfred. They've been there since I can remember.
Hey, Spike.
People here moved
out. Spike, do you want out?
The people that moved in.
Do you want to get out?
Again.
Yeah.
People
stay
here.
You want me to hang up on you and then call you back and say it's a business call?
You never knew them.
Yes, that'd be great. This
okay.
is amazing.
I'm going right back.
It's like the Allens living over there.
Hold on, we get a call back. We get him out of this.
He wants out.
He's been there for over 20 minutes. It's channel 955.
I apologize. It was a phone call. Hello?
Hey, this is work calling.
Ah, I've been waiting for you guys. Hang on one second.
Yeah.
You know, I better go and take this call. I appreciate you so much letting me look around your house and dig through
welcome.
Your fridge and step over your cat poop. It's so nice of you.
Well, yeah, you always want to step over that.
I think. Come on, you want to slide down the banister with me one more time for old time's sake? Here I go. I can't do that as well as I used to. Well, I appreciate you letting me wander through your house. I will say hi. I'm going to go visit her this week up there. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a great day. Maybe I'll see you next year when I'm in town.
Okay.
All right, take care. Thank you guys for calling me.
Oh, my God. Was that amazing? Unbelievable. Spike. Are you safe to talk right now? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm walking back to the car now.
Okay, that was unbelievable.
I can't believe I just threw a name out there. I'm like trying to think of a friend's name. I said Steve, and she goes, "Oh yeah, little Steve. Everybody remember Stevie Bell?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, did I pick a good name or what?"
And the husband was okay with it. He was actually walking around the house in his boxer shorts.
He was okay in his underwear, but I was a little nervous because once I saw that 14-point buck and the shotguns hanging on the living room wall, I got a little nervous.